First thing I'd like to do this morning is welcome all the veterans home and thank each one of you for your service. Today we're going to talk about missions. Let us look again at Matthew 25, verse 40. The king will reply, "I tell you the truth. Whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers of mine, you did for me." How far do we have to travel for it to be mission work? 20 miles? 100 miles? 1,000 miles? To do mission work, does it mean that we have to travel great distances? No. Mission work starts right here and reaches out. It can and should happen right within these walls. In reality, you only have to move to the person next to you. Again, I say, mission work can and should happen right here, and even by inviting someone to church. What do I mean by mission work? Two words come to mind: outreach and discipleship. As I think back over the years, I recall two missed opportunities. One Sunday morning, I was sitting two rows behind this church member couple. They were sitting in the center pew. She was toward the center aisle, and he was toward the outer aisle. Just before the service started, a mid-20s couple come in and sat down in the pew between the church couple and the center aisle. They both were a bit rough-looking, with their blue jeans and t-shirt tops. The instant they sat down, the church member couple wife got up and moved to the other side of her husband. When we rose to sing the first song, the church member couple moved even further away. As the young couple left after the service, they were greeted by several people. It was too late. The damage had already been done. They were never seen here again. I also remember the Sunday that the bag lady came to church. The speaker was right here at the pulpit delivering the sermon. I had just come up the steps and was at the back of the church. A bag lady came to the corner of the church. I was grabbed by the arm by a female usher and told that there's a bag lady outside. And I had to stop her. She could not come in here. We don't have that kind of people in here. When the bag lady came in the church, the usher almost had a heart attack. I had to stand between them. The speaker invited the bag lady to join us in worship. No one else did. The sermon was completed and the bag lady left. It really doesn't matter that the bag lady was a member of this church and a part of the sermon. An opportunity was lost. Wouldn't it have been better to welcome the young couple or the bag lady into our worship by some of us so that they could meet Jesus? It doesn't matter who they are or what they are or seem to be. We need to reach out to them. The reason this bothers me so much is anyone who calls God Father is God's child. So if we are all God's children, then we need to treat everyone including the least of these, as God's children. This is mission work, reaching out to everyone. An example of that might be if you or one of you do not reach out to a drug addict, who will? The question that keeps rolling around in my mind is, what will God say when I stand in front of His throne on Judgment Day? Each one of us will have that opportunity. Now I'd like to read from Luke chapter 9, verse 46, and continue on a little bit from there. An argument started among the disciples as to which of them would be the greatest. Jesus, knowing their thoughts, took a little child and had him stand beside him. Then he said to them, "Whoever becomes this little child in my name welcomes me." Now that sounds to me to be mission work. We start right here with each other and move out. Who have you told the past few weeks, "I'll pray for you"? Did you? Or did you just forget? We need to say what we mean and mean what we say. I just read that Jesus said, "Whoever welcomes this child in my name welcomes me." If we are all God's children, then when we help each other, we are welcoming Jesus. When this happens, we become servants for Jesus. And I'll finish that verse. "And whoever welcomes me welcomes the one who sent me. For he who is least among you all, he is the greatest." So what's so great about being a servant for Jesus? Why would anyone want to be the least of these or a servant among many? Our society teaches us to worship the new Trinity, me, myself, and I. Why be the least or the servant? What are the rewards? First, the wages are low and they're even non-existent, but the retirement benefits are out of this world. To go and live with God for eternity. When we are servants for Jesus, we are doing mission work. We reach out to others and are being disciples. We are His hands and feet. We are welcoming them unto God. Is there anything in this world more important than that? I know that it will be said, "We already do mission work. What about the United Methodist Women, Open Door, Backpack, and Food Pantry, just to name a few?" That's great. Now, when we look at our church membership, would you say that that is a small portion of our membership which is involved in mission work? Now, I know I've missed some mission work we do. But even so, it's a small portion of our membership. The point is, if we could have the whole congregation doing mission work, and I mean the whole congregation, would we be able to imagine the smile that would be on God's and Jesus' face? To do mission work, you do not have to have 3 college degrees and be certified by the United Methodist Church. You know how to change a light bulb, rake leaves, shovel snow, fix a door, or cook a meal for someone who needs it. What if one day a bunch of us got together and carpooled up to Coleman to help our fellow parishioners build their new church? Besides having a lot of fun, it would help them, and God and Jesus, I'm sure, would be smiling. That is mission work. It's not rocket science, folks. And God will be there to bless it. Do you remember the story about Isaac as related in Genesis 26:12? In the midst of a great famine in a land of Canaan, Isaac did something that people without insight may have thought rather odd. He planted seed and then reaped a hundredfold crop because the Lord blessed him. Isaac did not sit around. He did something in faith. So, if you want to follow Jesus and be his servant by following the example he set for us, to become the least among all, then let's get up and reach out. Go plant seeds and serve Jesus by doing mission work for him. Amen.